Hello. I am back. So it has been 2 weeks, I think. I had a good run at it, 27 weeks in a row. I had a 2 week, I'm not even going to say a holiday, because it certainly wasn't. I was busy. A lot of university work. First assignment, which was handed in last week. So I was busy doing that last week and the week before. So, honest answer, I didn't have time. But we're back. We're back good. And today's episode is a good one. So episode number 28 is called If Calories Are King, Why Does It Matter What I Eat? And by king, I mean the main component of weight loss, weight gain, or weight stay the same. We've all heard it before. We all know what it is. Eat less calories, you will lose weight. Fact. Eat too many calories, you will put on weight. Fact. Eat the right amount. I'll say the right amount. Eat exactly the same amount that you burn, your weight will stay exactly the same. So, in that case then, why does it matter what you eat? I'm going to put this both ways. People have before eaten McDonald's and only McDonald's and kept their calories under what they need to be and lost weight. Their health, far from it, was in a good place. It was not. I also read the other day that there was a bloke who ate nothing but Twinkies, which, from what I understand, are basically these little cake things. He also lost weight. However, both of the people doing these experiments were basically told to stop early because otherwise they were pretty much going to die. So that is why, that's the long and short of it. Why does it matter what you eat? Do you want to die? Probably not. But we're going to go into a little bit more on that. So you got your calories in the right place. Why does it matter then what you eat? So I've got a long, long list. What have I got on there? About 10 different things actually. Of the different impacts that what you actually eat in your diet makes a difference. Now, first and foremost, the most important one, and why these other two experiments got cut short of, is there are essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, and essential micronutrients that your body cannot make itself, which are basically fundamental to you staying alive, I guess, is the best way to put it. If you do not consume these in your diet, you cannot get them from anywhere else. Your body cannot make them. So to make that a little bit more understandable, amino acids are basically what protein is broken down into. Of which there are 20 different variations of what we know of at the minute. 9 of those are called essential amino acids, as in your body cannot synthesize, is the posh word, cannot make them itself. So out of that 20, 9 the body cannot make. The other 11 it can make itself from other substances. Is that the right word? That'll do. It can make them itself from a combination of other bits and pieces that you eat and what is already in your body. The other 9, though, it cannot. So you must eat them in your diet. So if you are choosing one of these mental diets where you're going to live off peanut M&Ms, I like peanut M&Ms. That sounds like a good diet. You will not get those 9 essential amino acids in. and you are already on a downhill slope. The same for essential fatty acids, of which there are two essential ones which your body cannot make. Omega-3 and omega-6. And there are 13 essential micronutrients that your body cannot make. So that's there and then is why it does make a difference what you eat. Now, those are not really in terms of how your body performs. It's not in terms of how quickly you lose weight. Essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, and essential micronutrients are basically to keep you alive. So probably a good idea to eat them, is the honest answer. So, moving on. Next. Health. I've got it written down. Health. If you consume the right number of calories for your goal, but it is coming from, what should we call it, crap food, the health of your body from the inside is not going to be very good. So your body will not function very well. It will also not digest and utilize the foods that you are eating fully. So a healthy body, say for example, how can we put this really, really simple, really simple. Say you eat a chicken breast. A healthy body will digest that chicken breast and it will use 80% of what is in that chicken breast. It won't use it all. The body cannot, nobody's in such a perfect condition that it uses the entire nutritional value of a food yet. However, if your body is in poor health, you may only can sort of use 50% in comparison to that 80%. Now, I don't know about you, but I would like to think, or I would like my body to use as much of what I am eating as I can possibly make. So having a healthy body in terms of eating a good balanced diet and eating vegetables, fruits, water, and all that sort of stuff is why it again makes a difference and why it matters as to what you eat. Moving on. Just tick these as we're going along, I think, so I know what I've said. The thermic effect of food. For those that have read anything that I've written before, listened before, thermic effect of food is part of your total daily energy expenditure. So how many calories you burn in a day. You can influence this by what you eat. Now, I was going to put it real simple. The higher your protein intake is, the higher your thermic effect of food. So the more energy it takes your body to digest that food. What does that mean for you? That means what would have been your total daily energy expenditure might have been 2,000 calories is now 2,050. Just purely down to the types of food you are eating. Now, it takes a little bit of time to adapt to that. So you can't just go, cool, I want to burn more calories today, so I'm just going to eat chicken for the whole day. Not quite how it works. You need to almost average it out. So it takes the body a little bit of time to adapt to what you are putting in it. So if you eat a whole diet consuming of sweets, the body can break them down really easy because they're sugars, really easy to break down, so it doesn't use up a lot of energy. So your thermic effect of food is going to be very low. And as a result, your total daily calories burnt for that day is going to be quite, not quite low, but it will you won't get the full benefit of the types of food that you're eating. Make sense? Next. I'm going to talk about macronutrients now, and how they make a difference. Now, I'm going to not going to spend too long, but a little bit, because we covered it before. If you have a higher amount of protein in your body, in your diet, those types of food will keep you fuller for longer, because it takes more time to digest, and because of the makeup of the food. Like I just said before, if you have sweets, they are not going to keep you full up for longer. So say if you have 200 calories of chicken and 200 calories of sweets, you are going to be hungrier quicker after those sweets, just because of the way it's digested, the volume of the food, and the way basically your body reacts to it in terms of getting it to where it wants to be. So satiety is what is covered there. So if you can eat higher satiety foods, it's a very good way of getting rid of, what am I looking for? Hunger. Getting rid of hunger and controlling hunger a little bit better. So eat protein. Now I'm going to touchy subject, carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not essential. They are not. Your body does not need them. However, I think it's quite important to have them. Carbs are your body's main source of energy. Depending on what type of carbohydrate it is, can be your quickest way of getting energy. But do you need it? No. However, I would recommend it. If I was on a weight loss journey, I would be eating carbs. And I've covered it before. Carbs around when you're exercising. Boom. Bingo. Optimization of fat loss right there. There is science behind it. If you eat your carbs at a different time, but you're... So say, for example, you had two diets, both were exactly the same, and you did exactly the same thing. If you were clever about it and timed your carbohydrates around where you're exercising, as opposed to the other one that didn't, your fat loss, your body would lose more fat, more body fat, in relation to body weight. Hopefully that makes sense. So if you're looking more for body weight, I would argue it probably doesn't overly matter. But every person I've ever met is all about losing body weight. So put those carbs around exercise. I've covered this before, I think, somewhere on another podcast, maybe about 3 or 4 back, I think. So even if I was on a weight loss journey, I know protein is essential, I know fats are essential. Would I then completely cut out carbs? Absolutely not, because it is good fuel for exercise, and exercise is a big player in burning more calories. Is also a big player in I've lost my train of thought. Carbs, big player in fueling your exercise, and exercise is obviously a big player in burning more calories through the day. Carbohydrates are also very useful shuttling things around the body sometimes, getting things to where they need to be to make your body work at an optimal level, which is what we're after. Moving on. This is sort of slightly related still. There was a study recently which basically had people eating the same diet. And what they then did was added 200 calories of sweets or 200 calories of nuts. I believe it was peanuts to their diet. So on top of. Now, obviously, both groups increased weight because they were 200 calories over what they normally were. However, the group that ate 200 calories of nuts did not put on as much weight as those that had 200 calories of sweets. And again, this is going back to the way the body digests it. Sweets, very easy to digest. So those excess calories, 200 calories, the body digested real quick and stored them real quick. The nuts, however, were digested slightly slower and used up more energy to be digested. So the weight gain wasn't as much. And there was also a difference between the way the nuts were, whether they were roasted beforehand or even if they were chopped up. I don't know enough about it to comment which way that went, but that is what happened. And lastly, variation. Why does it matter what you eat? Enjoy what you are eating for sustainability of a diet. If you are just all about calories and you are, I need to eat that, same thing, you are not going to be able to sustain that diet for very long. So, hopefully that was useful. I will end it there. Once again, thank you for listening, and I will see you again next week.